was scared to fly.
De haber fuego a tu boca.
But my love for you is meeting Brother Musa. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter anymore. I'll stand where my home shall be eternal. You are land, sweet you are
to say here,
and
my wife said we really enjoyed being here with you. I believe our brother invited us back next year. We don't know what another year holds, but we want to obey God. It's been a real pleasure to be here.
Amen.
And I want to thank the different brethren that's interpreted for me.
Amen.
And here I give them a hard time.
Amen.
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 Amen. But it's so good to be here.
Amen.
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 You've got a place in my heart.
Yeah.
When I go back to the States, I'm going to take a lot of good memory with me. As Paul said, you're in my heart.
Amen.
And the minister brothers here that I've met, I've really enjoyed meeting. Hallelujah. So it's just good to be here. And I thank my brother for praying for us. Over here, when he prayed, God give us a safe journey, and I appreciate
it.
Praise God. I thank God for all the little children.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have any earthly children. So I just adopt them where I go.
Amen.
Amen. So I adopt the whole church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Children are a gift from God, the Word says.
Amen.
I came from a big family.
It
was 15 of us. And we lived in a house, a small house. So we had to work together. We had to get along. We couldn't argue and fuss with one another. Not too much anyway. My daddy would really get on it. So it taught me that in this life we got to work with one another.
Amen.
So sometimes there may be little differences in the family.
Amen.
But we work around them. We don't magnify those. Paul taught us to earnestly strive to keep the unity of the faith.
Amen.
That's something that we've got to do.
Amen.
I love you all this morning.
Amen.
With the love of God.
Amen.
Not only with the love of God, but our human love.
Amen.
I just appreciate you.
Amen.
I wish there was other words I knew to tell you, but that's all the words I know.
Amen.
Have you enjoyed the message?
Amen.
All right, let us go back now to Revelation chapter 10.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to begin where we left off yesterday. Yesterday we got through the seven church ages. And as we came through the seven church ages, we showed you that God's going to restore the church back. Now I got my two balls back. I can show you the church and through the church ages lived on a lower level because she was fallen from the first love. But he said he would restore it back in the end times.
Amen.
There's a prophecy in Joel. I will restore.
Amen.
All that the canker worm ate away. All these other worms ate away. He said he would restore it back just
as
praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, let's read now in Revelation chapter
10.
And you can stand just for a moment if you like, because in honor of the word, because we read some stop, I'll just let you just read the scripture and let you be seated, and we'll go on with scripture then. I actually want to begin reading in verse 7 that finishes up the mystery of God, which is the church age. So Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery, and that's important, the singular mystery of God. The mystery of God to be finished as he has declared unto his servant the prophet. Now we go from verse 7 to verse
8.
And it was taught us by the messenger that we are in the eighth age, the bride age,
amen.
Eternity.
Amen.
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 So we come out, the seven church ages have run their course.
Amen. na kale ambu ngaro ili musanwa hibiri ya inda.
Amen. Amen. That is as far as the bride is concerned.
Ono ao wahi inabunga.
The age itself goes on.
Ono inakare onsi aga inda chindi.
But we are called out, see.
Teresimo twaitwa.
So the age is over for us, the bride.
Amen.
Twaitwa kuinda makare onsi mbulina winga.
Now he brings back the original word.
Oh no, what Pirusha Iji Idati
and restores us back.
I don't want to Pirusak Matarikiro.
So the angel, which is Christ in spirit form,
oh no, I wouldn't get a warangu Christ Muti Matamuya,
is here with a book in his hand.
Uriwa wa a book mujanzaragwe.
And there we begin verse 8.
Short to 8.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All right, you can be seated now if you like.
Come on, can I or not?
Praise the Lord. We're fixing, to go on a journey now in the Word of God.
Amen.
Now here was a book that was brought back to earth. We found out yesterday that this book was in heaven. But it was already written. But it was sealed with seven seals.
Amen.
And we found out the seven seals was taken off. And when the seven seals taken off, the mighty angel brought the book back to earth. Now I want you to notice something. The mighty angel is a spiritual angel.
Amen.
No one literally come to earth. It's the angel, mighty angel Christ.
Amen.
He didn't come back in his physical form, in angelical form.
Amen.
So this spiritual angel has a spiritual book for us.
Amen. Amen.
It's a revelation of what Paul wrote to us.
Amen.
I want to again put our two hands up on the board here. And I want to show you. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see if chalk's not right. You good, but okay. And the first thing. And the second hand. Okay. Now we got the two hands. The first hand was Paul's letter that was already here.
Written.
We found out in these meetings that the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. And we spoke of St. John 2:22. And the two hands in that verse. How that the disciples believed the scripture.
Amen.
And it says, and they believed the scripture.
Amen.
And it says, and the words which he said. Giving us the written word and the spoken word. Now we already had the written word here before the mighty angel came. And when he came down, he was an angel, came in the spirit. So he brings a spiritual word back to the church.
Amen.
What it is, he brings a revelation back to the church.
Amen.
And then the voice from heaven spoke and said to John, go and take the little bird, which is open in the right hand of the angel. Now the hand represents the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Your hand is what you wash and clean the body. Your hand is what you feed yourself with. Hallelujah. And Ephesians chapter 4, in the writing of St. Paul, he gave us this fivefold ministry for the perfection of the saints.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
There's a revelation come to the church. And that's signified by the voice from heaven spike again, which shows us after the seven church ages are over, all seven messengers has come and gone, the voice of God is still talking to the church.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And he's telling us to go and take the little book. Now we got to get a revelation. There is a little book to take. He did not tell the church, go take the little book, until he brought it back. He didn't tell us to do it till it was available to us. And when we come to this place in the history of God's church, there began to be a revelation come in the heart of the bride.
Amen.
There began to come a hungry for more of the Word.
Amen.
And a closer walk with God.
Amen.
So the voice says, go and take the little
book.
And that's what the voice of God is saying to us this morning.
Amen.
It's not, why sit here until we die, let's go take the little book.
Amen.
Because we'll perish without the Word. We'll perish without the spiritual food. Amen, and it's available for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have the authorization from Almighty God to go and take the book out of the hand of the mighty angel.
Amen.
And that's why you're here this morning. To come and take the little book.
Amen.
And you don't only take it, you eat from it.
Amen.
Let's get verse 9. John said, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. John obeyed the voice that spoke from heaven. John understood the time he was living in. Him being the type of the bride. The voice said, go take the little book. Because this is something God does for you in your heart.
Amen.
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 The Holy Ghost is your personal teacher.
Amen.
And will agree.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost deals with your heart. Somehow you get that hungry.
Amen.
Amen. And that Spirit of God urges you go and ask for the book.
Amen.
Amen. The word says, ask and you shall receive.
Amen. Some people don't want no more.
Because when you walk home with God, you gotta make changes in your life.
Yes.
When you walk home with God, you gotta make changes in your belief.
Yes.
Because we walk in the light as He's in the light.
Amen.
So the Spirit in the bride is saying to Christ, give me the little book. What the word for pride is saying, give me the engagement ring.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to become one with Him.
Yes.
We all
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, you're going to give us something to eat. Now, when at this point, it hadn't been said to eat the little book. First, the voice spikes and says, go take the little book.
Yeah.
Revelation is one step at a time.
Amen.
How many know that?
Amen.
Amen. You take one step at a time in God. Hallelujah. When God began to move us on, many times He don't make a big change overnight.
No.
Because we like to feel our way and see our way and feel like we're walking exactly in the will of God. Sometimes, just like God restored the church back. He began to let that light shine little at a time. Until the day star rising out.
Yes.
Until the sun is rising.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what God is doing with us. He's leading us step by step.
Amen.
The feeling come among the people.
We
as the voice speak from heaven, there began to be a feeling that there's more to come. Because the voice from heaven, the Almighty, said, go take the little book. That land in your spirit and in your heart. And it gives you the feeling, I believe there's more for I want to get closer to God. And when that takes place, the voice of heaven say, go take the little book.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We get the commandment to go take the little book, and we can't take it until then. Some been wanting the bride to be raptured years ago. But the bride won't be raptured until the day appointed for her to be raptured.
Amen.
And the bride will be ready at that time.
Amen.
The bride will have her garment washed. She'll have on that pure white linen, which is the righteousness of God. So, John said to the angel, give me the little book. Now this puts you on one-on-one relationship, because the angel's fixing to talk back to John. When Paul was going down to Damascus. The Spirit of the Lord spoke down
on high.
While he was down in Damascus.
But he said, the Spirit of the Lord says, God, there's a man coming, his name is Saul. Says, I want you to go lay hands on and pray for him. He might receive his sight and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now Ananias began to talk back to the Lord. Says, I've heard much about this man.
Yeah,
he persecutes the saints.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord spoke and said, yes, but now behold, he prays.
Amen.
It shows the relation. The Lord was speaking to him, he was speaking back to the Lord.
Amen.
So there's a spirit come within the bride that we want to go to God.
Amen.
We want to hear his voice.
Hallelujah.
I know coming into the, sometimes back, a few months back, the Lord spoke to me to begin to fast and pray and seek God. And I thought, well, I'll fast a week. And when a week, I said, well, maybe I'll go 2 weeks. I got 28 days, I said, well, at 30 days, I said, well, I'll probably go a few more days. And I was praying, fasting, seeking God for a full 40 days and
nights.
Praise God.
I lost about 50 pounds of weight.
Amen.
I gained a new relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Now this is the day we're living in when he wants to talk to you. And he wants you to talk to him.
Amen.
He has come down among us. He's here. He's right among his bride.
Amen.
Not in his physical form. But he's here in the spirit.
Amen.
And when you recognize that,
oh no, what he wants on.
And you realize there's more for you.
Amen.
You will begin to say,
amen.
Give me the little girl.
Amen.
And
amen.
He will say to you,
Amen.
Then he will say to you,
watch
what he
says.
Take it. Kobweza, eat it up.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And it shall make thy better bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He said, now if you eat this book, it's going to taste good. But there's some consequences go along with it. Anytime, they'll walk no more with you. This book is only for the bride.
Yes, amen.
Amen. This is only for those that can hear the voice.
God bless you.
This is only for those that have a close enough relationship with God.
Amen.
That not only can talk to him, but can hear his voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We've got that relationship with God.
Amen.
When we started these services here, we brought in the gift of righteousness.
Yes.
Where God gave us His own righteousness. And that's the only way we can come to God in complete righteousness.
Amen.
And the very best we can do, He said, now as of God, to be like filthy
rags.
So what we do, we accept His righteousness.
Amen.
The fifth chapter of the book of Romans. Speaks of the gift of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
And the bride is clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And that's the righteousness of the saints.
Amen.
Which the Lord has given.
Amen.
Now when righteousness is given to you as a gift, you can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's free.
Amen. Amen.
But you do have to accept it.
Yes.
Amen.
And I find it hard for many people to accept. You are as righteous as He's righteous.
Amen.
Amen. The chapter of the book of Matthew tells us, be you holy even as your Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
And
that holiness only comes from Christ.
Amen.
If you would allow me, I would like to tell again about the Lamb. Because this is one of the most important points.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, when they offered a little lamb, the priest examined that lamb. But he didn't examine the one that brings it.
Yes.
If that lamb was without spot and without blemish, the priest offered the lamb instead of the one that brought it.
Yes.
Amen.
The little lamb paid for its sin.
Yes.
But then we find out yesterday.
Amen.
Amen. Came and took the
bug.
Amen.
That was Christ and His sacrifice at Calvary.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And now He comes to earth as the mighty angel, as the bridegroom. Now the bride shouldn't be too stubborn. Now, if we love Him just right, we're going to want His garment.
Yeah.
We're going to want what He's serving. So there comes a spirit among the bride, the church, that says, give me the little book. Here you're talking to the Lord again.
Amen.
And then He says, take it and eat it. You're talking to Him, He's talking back to you.
Amen.
He's giving you instruction. Hallelujah. He said a minister in the church. I want you to notice this. He said to minister in the church to help with your instruction. We're helpers of your faith. But the Holy Ghost is up to let the teacher.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just help your faith
along.
I was telling you about the Tennessee walking horse.
Sorry.
Is it the walking horse? How that
certain things in his genes. And all the trainer has to do is just coach him along a little bit and it picks it right up.
Yes.
And if Paul's gospel's in your genes,
amen.
The Bible means just coach you along a little bit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Holy Ghost in you say, amen. Amen. He's your personal teacher.
Amen.
So he says, take the little book and eat it.
Amen.
And we don't just eat the book to sit around to get fat on it. When we eat the book, we do something about why it's there. Listen to verse 10 now.
I'm on a short thing.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand. Okay. Now watch something here. Amen. The book is transferred from the angel's hand to the hand of the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's no longer in the mighty angel's hand. He entrusts us with his word. When he left in the physical form, he told the disciples, he said, you occupy till I come.
Amen.
Now watch what God has done. The book was in heaven sealed up. It was unavailable. Sealed with seven seals.
Amen.
Then he took the seven seals off for. Then the mighty angel brings it to earth. They're still in the mighty angel's hand.
Amen.
Then John, being a type of the bride, hears a voice. That's the feeling you get.
Amen.
Go take the little book. And when he gets the revelation of the little book for him, that gave John courage to walk up to the angel.
Amen.
And say, give me the little book.
Amen.
Is that what your spirit's saying today? Give me the little book.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you speak first, still in the angel's hand. It's not put in the hand of the church yet.
Amen.
There's a voice. If the revelation come to you, to ask the angel or the little book.
Amen.
Amen. We got to want this thing, folks.
Amen.
We can say, I could care less what, which way.
We got to try voting and die. We got to
no, we got to get concerned.
Amen.
Lord, I want what you have for me. And if you get what God got for you, it's sweet in the mouth.
See, I want to have a
good rejoice about it.
Amen. Sure.
Amen. When you begin to digest and apply it to your life,
oh, no, I tell you, I want to have a good one.
It makes your stomach bitter.
See, all got it.
Praise
God.
Amen.
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 But the angel gave it to John.
Yes.
Him being the type of church. It was in his right hand. Now this
getting
back to Ephesians 4. Well, there's a five-fold ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's transferred from the mighty angel to the people through the ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what's taking place now.
Yes.
It's all in the Spirit.
Amen.
That's why you get that feeling, I just feel like there's something else
yes.
I need.
Yes.
And sometimes the devil will try to use that feeling for his own
advantage.
I've known the people left church where that the word of God was really being preached. And when it was questioned why, they would say, well, I just feel like there's something else somewhere I need. Where that feeling is right. It's from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He has what it takes to satisfy.
Amen.
He has that satisfying portion.
Amen.
Amen.
See, Satan tries to convert us. As God dropped this Spirit on the people, to give me the little book, there is something within you, I need something else.
Amen.
I just don't feel like I'm getting all that I need. And you begin to search around, and Satan will say, go over here to this place. They may have
it.
He may say they may have it over here. And he'll take this same thing, try to run you around different places. No, but be still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
He has a fivefold ministry.
Yes.
He's setting him in the church.
Amen.
And as he sets him in the church, he doesn't do it overnight. He takes his time.
Yes. Amen.
And he tries your faith. He puts that feeling in you, then he tries your faith. See if you'll look to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or see if you'll just begin to wander around everywhere. I'm not satisfied. I'm not happy. I can't find my way. Well, the feeling comes from God. That you need more. But Christ is the one that got more.
Amen.
Yes. And it's in his hand.
Now,
Ephesians 4. But he lets you wait sometimes, see what you'll do.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But the word of God teaches when there's fivefold ministry. To and fro.
Amen.
Read the little book and we're satisfied.
Amen.
Praise God. So that's what's been happening. And Satan, he's a very good worker. He never rests and he never stops.
Amen.
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 He can't stop God's plan. But sometimes he can run us around different ways. Amen. We get tired of running. And look to God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. I believe God has sent you a word that's powerful. Paul said God has sent you the word of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says, though the vision tarry, wait for it.
Amen.
Because God is building a solid spiritual nature in you.
Amen.
And in order to do that, you must be tried.
Amen.
Amen.
According to the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, God be crucified. Galatians chapter 2. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. They crucified him, but he rose again 3 days later.
Amen.
And you're going to be crucified.
Amen.
Paul said, I die daily. God wants to get everything out of us but the desire to please him.
Amen.
So when God drops on the church, the spirit, that calls a hungry,
or your ure tansara,
many times people have begun to try to search other places other than the corn
crib.
Remember Joseph down in Egypt, he had the key to the corn crib.
Amen.
I believe the corn crib has been opened.
Yes.
And there's a voice that says,
we do it,
all things are now ready.
Amen.
Time to hear his supper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Do you want the little book this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's the capstone of all that God
told
us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When we go back and read Paul's letter, we find that he brought in all that it would take to rapture the church. He told us about the rapture. He told us about being married to Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, he quotes the very scripture that was wrote in Genesis. Now the man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and these two shall become one flesh.
Amen.
He said, this is a great mystery.
Amen.
But he said, I'm speaking of Christ and the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 You know, the old serpent, Eve, they become one in the flesh. But not one in the spirit.
I see.
He had a different spirit.
Amen.
But she didn't stay with him.
Amen.
He realized her mistake.
Amen.
She became Adam's bride.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Satan had sidetracked the church through the church age for a while.
Amen.
But God sent his spirit. God came and manifested himself through the Son of Man.
Amen.
The mighty prophet walked this land and preached the word of God to us and told us, go back. Go back, go back.
Amen.
Go back to the original.
Amen.
He went back to the original.
He was on one of the two guys.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't bad to get sidetracked. It's bad to stay sidetracked.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Even Jesus learned
obedience
by the things which he
suffered.
He learned obedience by the things which he
suffered.
God brought him a certain way because we were going to have to come that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He grew in favor with God and man.
Amen.
His knowledge increased.
Amen.
And he finally reached the place God wanted him.
Amen.
And he got to the place where he said, he said, the prince of this world is come. How many know who the prince of the world is?
Amen.
He has incarnated himself in all the systems of the world. He said the prince of this world has come. And has found nothing in me.
Amen.
Amen. There was nothing in him. Become one with that word.
Amen.
When we recognize the fivefold ministry, we recognize what God's doing. Satan can say, go over there and do this and do that. Satan can say, they talk in tongues, we're over there and they do this. Satan can say, they shout, we're over there and they do this. When the seven angels came, even one of the big magazines, Life magazine, I believe it was June 18th issue, they had the picture of the face of the Lord.
Amen.
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 And they wrote, what is this mysterious cloud?
Amen.
They said, Moses can get up that high.
Right, got to see up.
What is it?
Yes.
And the question was, well, what is this?
Amen.
Let the bride know what it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It was Christ coming down to open the seal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Remember
Amen.
We read yesterday how on the Lamb of seven horns and seven eyes.
Amen.
And it says these are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth.
Amen.
All right, when that picture appeared in the cloud, there stood seven angels before the prophet. And open the seven. God's going to open the seven.
Amen.
The angel didn't say God's going to open six
out of
them. Says he's going to open seven of them. There are those today that say the seventh one's not open yet. But when the prophet spoke of the opening of the seals, he always said, God told him to return and open the
seventh.
Amen.
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 But then until the seventh seal is open, the book can't be opened.
Yes.
Then if the book's not open, my preaching in vain and our faith in vain.
Yes.
Amen.
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 We can't eat the book because it's got the seal's got to be.
Yeah.
And then the voice got to speak again. I thank God the voice of God has spoke again.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he said, don't take the book. God is not so foolish that he would tell us go take the book if there weren't a book to take.
Yes.
And if it weren't available.
Amen.
And the Spirit came in John's heart, that hungry, and he found that satisfying portion. Hallelujah. He said, give me the little book. And the angel says, take it. That's a great transferring of the book from Christ to the church.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm about to get happy. So what do
Amen.
The book's in our
hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word's in our hands.
Yes.
We can eat it.
Yes.
And when we eat it, it's going to taste like honey.
Amen.
I said, this tastes like honey this morning, homie.
Amen.
But when you go out among some, they'll say, you're a fanatic, or you're this, or you're that.
Because
you ain't got it on your stomach.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's read another scripture here.
Amen.
Verse 10,
John 10,
and I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up. Eat the whole thing. Don't just nibble around on it. Eat the whole thing.
Amen.
It's all for you.
Amen.
If we invite somebody to our house to eat,
and
as dinner served, if they just pick around the side and just a little crumb here and there, it's
going to
make me feel bad.
Sure.
Because they're
going
to think the food's not good to eat or something. Or else they're not hungry.
Yes.
And there's some people not hungry today. Amen. But I'll say, if you don't want yours, give it to me. I want a double portion.
Amen.
So he took the little book and ate it up. Amen. Amen. Ate it up, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Amen.
I was doing pretty good, John, with them services over there. Then I heard a little more about the word when I tried to tell somebody about it. They turned me out.
Yes,
They said I was being led astray. But remember, you got a personal teacher.
Yes.
That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Spread it before the Lord. If we get serious with God,
He will trust in our money, sir.
God will answer prayer. The prophet of this age spoke. He said, God has answered every prayer. Or told me why He would.
You know, I'm going to come and touch it over.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe we can go to Him.
Amen.
We've got to realize our personal relationship with Him.
Amen.
He said, I'm with you now when He was here in
natural.
He said, but I shall be in you. Amen. So the Lord is talking to the church. God set a fivefold ministry in the church.
Yes, I got to my
But now watch here, your fivefold ministry teaching and the Holy Ghost. I can only speak to your ears. Mm-hmm. Your natural mind can believe what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's as far as I can go.
Yes.
What do I
believe? The Holy Ghost take that same thing he heard. Converts him into spirituality. Then it becomes your revelation. We hear some people sometimes they'll say, that man's really got a revelation. Well, you gotta have one or you wouldn't know it.
Amen.
You say, I got a revelation on
that. Where did you get it?
You probably heard some preaching of the Holy Ghost revealed it. God speak to you personally. Or you get it through the ministering of the word is still your revelation. The Lord said, let your light shine. He has given you a light.
Yes.
Amen.
And the word is light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not your pastor's light. He may get first and preach it. When you get the revelation, it's yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ministry and the church is not separate. Amen. Christ and the bride, they're not separate. The body in the earth has both the masculine and feminine attributes.
Amen.
The masculine part is the ministry.
Amen.
God limited the five ministering office to men. He gave these gifts to men. But there's nine gifts of the Spirit for the body, the feminine part of the body.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry represents the head part of it. But the bride as a whole represents the heart of it.
Oh no, you know we ain't got witty see yourself.
I always say man is the head of the house. But the woman is the heart of the house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Adam couldn't be complete without Eve. God made one thing, when he made it, it wasn't good. Everything he made, God made this, and he saw it was good. God made this, and he saw it was good. God made man, and he saw it wasn't good.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. That was the head to the body, but it had to have a heart.
Amen.
Amen. My first wife passed away.
I lived by myself 5 years.
Ndayakara enjike kwa miaka ili musanu.
I gave one many letters.
Oh no, you can end them as a mother to
it. It wasn't a whole lot of cooking though.
I ended up with chicken dikaya.
Yeah, it was just it just went right. Then God sent Barbara along right to
Rupa. Amen.
My wife's been dead 5 years. And we married and now the letters answered.
Oh no, I hope what's
now there's food cooked.
Amen.
Now don't have to figure out what goes with what. She knows exactly. Now what's this? God made Christ. That was the word made manifest.
Amen.
But he wasn't good for Christ to be alone.
Oh no, it's not much of Christ to have had.
Yes. Amen.
Christ wanted the bride.
Oh.
Amen. So God came to the same Christ talking about the church, it says she has made herself ready.
Yes.
And he gives her his very own righteousness.
Amen.
His very own favor.
Amen.
So what God did, he took those, some of those masculine attributes. That was in Christ.
He was all right with Christ.
He put on men.
Why become of us and
to be ministers.
Amen.
That's the fivefold ministry. That's why he only gave these gifts to men.
Amen.
Now a woman can prophesy.
Yes.
She can testify.
Yeah.
She can sing. She can speak in tongues. She can interpret tongues. She can have the gift of faith. She can have these 9 gifts. And let me tell you something.
I didn't want
to take the 9 gifts.
She taught her to go ahead.
To make the 5 gifts work. Sit around and have a good meal cooked and brought to us. Sometimes we don't think where this come from. That's a nice lady. And do what he liked
it. And do how
he liked it. And cooked it and brought it to him. Let me bring you something to drink, you know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Sometimes when I'm working on my feet all day, my wife said, would you like for me to let it rub your legs?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
mimi mka mtu wangu.
There's apostles. That's where the leadership used to stop.
Kuriba apostolo.
And it filters on down. And we all speak the same thing.
That's why I know the voice that's in to your
mind. Amen. We all speak the same thing.
Voice that you're not into your mind.
And when that woman, which is the church, see the minister standing. See the minister standing shoulder to shoulder. Believing the same thing, preaching the same thing.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm giving you a hard time, I know, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When the minister stands shoulders to shoulder, then the church is going to say, I can believe in that. A woman cannot have a whole lot of confidence in the man.
Oh no, even when I get to go,
if he is so wishy-washy, if you get a job today, next one, get another and quit next
one.
And so wishy-washy that she never knows what she can depend on.
Then
that woman's going to be in confusion as to what to do.
Yes.
I'm fucked with the job, you can get a better one.
Oh no,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But I've worked in big ditches. I've worked in mud holes, big ditches.
Amen.
But when something better came along, I touch it.
Oh no, it's in the church. I got you worth 2,000 degrees.
I can steal big ditches.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And always, if something better come along, you can better yourself, then do it.
Amen.
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 Praise God, buddy. If there's nothing there but a ditch to be dug, if you do a good job digging that ditch, the man might say, I got a house.
Well, no, and this time, we'll end up with something
and I'll pay you a little more for this. If you do a good job painting that house,
hey,
he'll say, I'm going to keep you around.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's the masculine part showing stability. When you do that, that woman can know she's going to have something to eat the next day.
Amen.
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 If he ain't got no money or something, it's not because he didn't try. He's not trying.
Oh, no, no, but I'm talking about the life I would take. I would not sort of fit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I don't know if you have over here, but over in America,
or no, to America,
we have sawmills.
To leave
where they make lumber like this back here. Bring logs in and saw them up. And that is hard work. You know what I did, brother?
Amen.
And I've done a lot of that. For very little pay.
Amen.
Amen.
But I kept on being faithful. Moving on outside.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord is trying to do to this church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The fourth chapter of Revelation, verse 1. John heard a voice. And that voice says, come up a little higher.
Amen.
And I believe you're hearing a voice today.
Amen. Amen.
Come up a little higher.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You respect your wife.
Yes.
Well, love them. But you would have more. That's not what I'm going to do. I'll go by and die. Give honor to them as a week of asshole.
I want to put them with him and show you one thing,
man. Yes, amen.
Let them know you appreciate them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. When they serve you that good meal, say thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
That's what it is with the ministry. First, the ministry's got to love the church. If he's trying to be something, then he's just a stuffed shirt you don't need.
Amen.
Paul said, I'm willing to spin and to be spent for the gospel.
Amen.
Just fellowshipping one another. Loving one another. Telling each other how we appreciate each other. And telling the story how we came through trials, but we're here. I love you. God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.